that Mike Shanahan and Stacey Campbell are in studio to tell us all about it. And ta-da, they are. Hey.
Hi, Joe.
Thanks Hello. For having
Thanks
us.
For coming over. Welcome to May. Yes.
Thank you.
It's here quickly, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost
yeah.
comes upon us, seems like, in no time. May 18th this year is the event, mm-hmm. and a brand new venue happening this year at the Marriott Hotel up at the Crown Colony Office Park in Quincy. Mike, how did that decision come to be?
Well, you know, it's the first time we're going there.
Yeah.
And last year we were at Granite Links, and that was a great place. It really comes from the Lantana closing down from the pandemic. You know, we missed them, and they treated us well. But we've had good experiences so far. So we're checking out new venues and places where we can bring our fashion for compassion. So we're excited to be at the Quincy Marriott.
That's great. Yeah. A couple of notes to let folks know about. First of all, this is your 10th year. Maria Dross Counseling, yeah. Were you surprised to hear about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, 10 years goes by fast. It's Stacy and I were saying, can you believe it? You know, it's been 10 years already. So, I mean, time is just zipping by. But so happy to be at Maria Dross. It's a privilege to be in the position of executive director and, you know, running the mission to make mental health affordable to all and, you know, continuing the work that the sisters started 31 years ago.
Yep.
So we're happy to carry that on.
Yeah, it's a great place to ask you to just get a little description about Maria Dross and what its mission is.
Yeah. The sisters started 31 years ago right at 1354 Hancock Street.
Yep.
We're in the same building that they started, and we're up to 28 therapists, and we make mental health affordable. So people that come needing mental health services, if they don't have insurance or they have high deductibles and, you know, can't make payments, we make it affordable. We reduce our fee and, you know, we give them professional services. And, you know, the thing about mental health is that people come in and they have to be seen weekly. So it's not like, you know, you see your doctor every 6 months or something, but in mental health, people are coming back. So even a $25 copay with insurance can be prohibitive for some people. You know, that adds up to $100 a month and things. So people have heard about us, they know about us, we get referrals from doctors, hospitals, former clients, and helped a lot of people. So over 91% of those that come to us receive some form of reduced fee.
And in fact, 2/3 of your budget is from donors, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's astounding.
Mm-hmm. So we rely
really
on
rely
help
on
from our friends.
Yeah.
And so grateful for all the people that and companies and foundations that have supported us. I mean, we also get money from funding from grants that we write, and but the rest is the fees that we collect and the private donations.
And Fashion for Compassion, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's our one main event of the year. So we always get excited for it. And it's kind of at the end of our year because we have an internship program and the interns are finishing up. And our fiscal year ends June 30th. So we have the Fashion for Compassion. And then it enables us to continue on for another year.
Right.
So it's kind of our New Year's. You know, end of year and then New Year's.
Yeah. Part of your tenure at Maria Dross has been, you know, guiding the agency through the pandemic, right, for the past 3 years.
Absolutely.
A challenge that nobody could have anticipated, certainly.
That's right.
And I know we've talked about some of the good that's come out of that, most notably the telehealth services, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think all mental health centers are benefiting from telehealth because it wasn't done widely. Done more in rural areas, and it was starting to come online, but the timing was almost perfect because as soon as the pandemic hit, every mental health center virtually, you know, pivoted to virtual therapy, as did we. And, you know, one of the other benefits is that it allows people with certain anxiety disorders to, you know, sit in the comfort of their own home and not have to go out, not have to go to the office or travel to the office, especially in the winter, and be able to receive weekly services. So it's a positive thing, and it's here to stay. So that's one good outcome of the unfortunate pandemic that we all went through.
Right, and maybe also make mental health services more accessible to more folks
that
might not otherwise be able to get to Quincy.
Yeah, we're seeing more young people actually with anxiety disorders that probably would not have come to the office that now aren't afraid to.
Okay,
you know, using that telehealth format. So so we're seeing a hybrid of there's people that want to come in the office and insist on personal one-on-one therapy, and then others that insist on doing it virtually. So we try to accommodate everybody according to what they want and how they want to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen, reading an article just this morning actually about the Massachusetts Behavioral Health Helpline that was recently instituted, and they've taken like over 6,000 calls in three months. Right. So I'm sure you're seeing that at Maria Trust as well, with the increase in the need for services, right?
Definitely. Yeah. All mental health clinics are full or beyond capacity, including us. You know, we used to say we could get people in mostly in 1 to 2 weeks, and now even us, in some cases, people are 3 months out. So it's just a crush of people. I mean, the pandemic and the telehealth has helped do that, but the stigma is also being lifted a little bit on mental health, you know. So I think there's several factors coming in at the same time are enabling people to say, you know, I need help, and I'm not afraid to go get it. Maybe 5 years ago I would have been, but now I'm not. So, so telehealth helps that, as well as just people are more open about there's something going on and I want to talk about it.
Sure.
So we're grateful, and I think, you know, the crisis in mental health, the silver lining in that is that more therapists are going to come online and more training is going to happen. And I think, the higher ups in government and other larger agencies are trying to answer that need. And we're probably 5 or 10 years away from a better solution than what we have now with long wait lines. Mm. But I think answers are coming.
That was my next question, is there any openings at Maria Drost for counselors?
Yeah, well, you know, we always maintain, we make a priority our low-fee clients, because anyone can come to Maria Drost. You can have insurance, you can private pay, and you're welcome to come. We don't turn anybody away. But when someone comes to our door who, you know, we call a mission client, you know, they can't get in anywhere else, and they're coming to us maybe as a last resort, or they were referred, because of our sliding fee scale, we prioritize them, and we're able to get them in 1 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, and it can't happen without events like Fashion for Compassion, right?
That's right.
May 18th, 6 p.m. at the Marriott Hotel at the Crown Colony Office Park here in Quincy. Stacy, tell me about the event this year.
Sure. So it is a new venue for us this year. We're really excited about it. We're excited about a lot of aspects that are new. We are bringing back our male models this year as an overwhelming response from people that, you know, showed up last year wondering where they were.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. So we're collaborating with the New England Free Jacks. So they are going to come on board and model some clothes with from Hejaz, big and tall, and the lovely ladies from Restyle Consigners, which is a high-end consignment shop in Cohasset.
Oh.
So, and it's their first time, you know, participating in an event.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
So it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's 6 p.m. that evening, so give me a kind of an overall rundown so of how the agenda will run.
Sure, thank you. It's 6 o'clock, and we'll start with an hour-long cocktail session and some great raffle baskets everybody loves.
Like what?
Well, I don't want to ruin the surprises. It's a big surprise. Everybody loves our raffle baskets.
And there's lots.
They're filled, though. There's lots. There's filled from, you know, cooking and Italian and restaurants and, you know, things like that.
That's what I was looking for.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Give me
okay.
a little overview.
All right. Okay. And some silent auction gifts.
Okay.
So those will be fun. We have great concert tickets and, again,
maybe some Free Jacks tickets?
Probably some Free Jacks
okay.
tickets and some, you know, wear merchandise from them, which would be really fun. And after that, we will have our sit-down dinner, which we do have, and with a keynote speaker this year, who we can talk about, Dr. Kristen Lee.
Yeah.
And we will actually have a client speak as well.
Okay, is that a new addition to have a client speak, or have you done that in the past?
Well, we have done it in the past, but it is, you know, a lot of people still worried about talking, you know, putting their story out there.
Yeah.
So when they do that, it's amazing, and it's very therapeutic for them as well.
Okay.
So we're really lucky this year to have a couple that will be speaking.
It's a brave thing to do.
It really is. It really is.
And it's hard to get people to talk about their mental illness.
Sure.
You know, do you want to go in front of 400 people and tell about your experience? You know, it's not an easy thing to do.
No.
So But we do get some people who will write about their experience, or, you know, that we put on our website, you know, happy to do it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we can get somebody to share the experience they're having, we're grateful. Mm-hmm.
So, well, it can be a win-win, right, Mike? I mean, it can be beneficial not only to the contributor who's telling their story, but also to folks listening that might see themselves in that person's shoes, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Because it just normalizes mental health.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have mental health,
right.
You know, and the question is, how am I doing with my mental
health? How healthy is that, right?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And all of us could use, you know, therapy. When I was trained as a therapist, one of the requirements was that we go to therapy ourselves.
Okay.
Because the assumption is everybody comes from some kind of dysfunction in their family background, you know, and hopefully it's not a lot of
dysfunction. Because we're all human, right?
That's right. It's the human condition, as I call it. So, you know, just to know that there's others out there to help you and that we can share our experience doesn't make you like, oh, I've got depression, what's wrong with me? You know, so that's part of the normalizing that I see happening, you know, that I'm excited about as a mental health practitioner, that you know, this again, like I said earlier, the stigma is lifting and more people are saying, yeah, I'm reaching out to others.
Yes.
You know, that's what's going to save the world is, you know, feeling the connection with other people and not the isolation.
Yeah, we're more in common than we have in different, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Even in institutions that traditionally did a terrible job, like the military, you know, are getting on board now and understanding how important it is.
Especially there, you know, to recognize that, you know, it's not shell shock, get back in there,
that's
soldier.
Right.
It's like, no, you've got PTSD and you need to talk to somebody.
Exactly, yeah. So we saw the detriment that it caused, particularly to Vietnam-era veterans, when it was not addressed, you know.
Absolutely.
Swept under the rug, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Stacy, tell me about a little bit more about the guest speaker, if you could. Dr. Kristen Lee.
Mm-hmm.
She's a doctor of education.
She is. She's lead faculty at Northeastern University for behavioral sciences.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she and her research is a lot on your self-care, how to, you know, get along in this world and have the courage to be able to do so, resiliency. She is the author of many books. Mm. She has some video TED Talks speakers, which I think has had close to 500,000 views on that.
Wow.
I believe she has about 5 books now, and we will have one of her books that's going to be released in the summer available at the event.
Okay.
So that'll be great. So she does research as well with the marginalized population.
Oh,
so she does really fit well with our mission. You know, definitely resonates with our mission.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you always have a guest speaker during the event, or is this something, a new addition as well?
It's new. We've had some in the past, years ago, and this is our second year in a row that we've had one, but it is probably relatively new. But she was amazing, and we had a nice conversation. We found her publications, and we found her through the National Alliance of Mental Health and an organization called Active Minds. And we had a great conversation, and she was definitely on board with wanting to speak.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then the main event, right? The fashions.
And then the fashions. Sure. So we usually.
Oh, yeah.
I know. So we do save that part of the entertainment.
Yes.
You know, it comes, it's our close of the evening.
Right.
So it is going to be a lot of fun. I think we're probably going to have about 20 local area models, including the men and women from Restyle. And it's really a lot of fun. We love that at the end of the night.
So is it traditional, like we'd think of as a fashion show with the catwalk? And
oh, sure. Absolutely. Okay. The stage takes up a good portion of the room.
Okay.
So it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickets, I'm assuming, or?
Tickets are $125,
okay,
which does include your dinner. And they are still available at mariadrostcounseling.com.
Okay.
You can look it up there or give me a call at the office. And we can take tickets even up till the day before.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
Can you buy a whole?
You can buy tables.
Okay.
Tables are 10.
You read my mind, Stacy.
Well, it was this. So
yeah,
the tables of 10,
yep,
you can buy tables. And if you don't have a full table, we'll seat you and mix you in with people that are attending.
Sure, yeah.
And we are open for sponsorship as well.
Okay.
So
do tell, what are the levels?
The levels range, you know, from $20,000 as a presenting sponsor, including, and with that includes marketing and tables and in tickets and some other fun things with that, and the ability to come on and speak for a few minutes if you'd like, tell about your organization.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they come down in different increments from, you know, $10, $5, $2,500,
$1,000. Yeah, okay. Any sponsors right now you'd like to recognize?
Well, we have all of our faithfuls are with us all the time.
That's great.
Local area banks, Bank of Canton, Eastern Bank, Shields Healthcare, Welch Senior Living, Quincy Rotary, right here in Quincy.
Yep.
So we're very grateful. And, you know, the Westling family, Sullivan and Christiani families.
Super. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I would think up at Crown Colony, you'd have room for more folks, right?
Yes. Yeah. I believe the room holds about 500.
Yes.
So
yeah, if you get the whole
we have the whole, all of the rooms, so it's going to be fun. And everybody should come out and support and have a great time. And if you can't come and you want to support, you can do that as well.
Right.
Online.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah. I know, Mike, you've always stressed in the past, no donation is too small, right?
No.
Absolutely.
100% of it goes toward the counseling sessions.
Right.
We get a lot of $25
sure.
checks throughout the year, sometimes from former clients who are grateful.
I
they
bet.
Might be in a better position and they want to thank us. And so, we accept all kinds of any funds. Absolutely.
Right.
And it all helps because it goes directly towards the services that we provide. You know, it's low overhead. It's the offices and salaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you it's the operating costs, you know, to make it happen,
right.
to bring hope to life, right?
Yeah, and we're doing it, and that's why we're excited.
Yeah.
And it's great to have somebody speak about it, too, so we're excited about that. It'll be a good fashion show.
Yeah. About how much does the event raise every year?
We hope to net $100,000 or more. Yeah,
okay.
That's our goal. And we've hit that mark in the past, so that's what we're aiming for.
Okay. Is there an auctioneer, or is it just the silent auction?
It's just the auction.
Just the,
yeah, silent
just
auction.
The silent auction,
right? We do have an MC who's going to be Mark Carey. Everybody in Quincy knows Mark, and he's been coming back, you know, each year, so we're excited to have him, and he does an awesome job.
Nice.
Yeah.
And musical entertainment? Or?
We do. We have Tom Madden Music, so he was with us last year.
Okay.
I think he does a lot of area events, but he was wonderful, and he works really well with Mark, so they know each other from years back.
Okay.
So that's a nice collaboration.
Very fun.
And we also have a new feature, too, if people would like to donate, is that we have a texting ability right from your phone.
Oh.
So if you text the word happy to FITS, happy to 53555. That immediately brings you to four or five different ways to donate to our agency.
Okay, gone high tech.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, anything else we should let folks know about right now?
Well, there's always a jovial atmosphere at the fashion show, and we're known for our baskets. There's like 80 baskets, and other places don't have that. You know, so it makes it kind of like neat that you can go around the room, and it takes about 40 minutes to see all the baskets.
Yeah.
So it's
fun. Yeah, it sounds
like a good time.
Yeah.
All right, and the winners are chosen that night. The basket ones chosen.
They
that
are.
Night.
Okay. So
they go home with a basket.
Okay.
A lot of baskets, a lot of winners.
Yeah.
I hope you have a great event this year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank
You're very
you.
Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure.